Great news for Coastal Basketball. On Thursday, the announcement was made that the Tasmanian Jack Jumpers have appointed an assistant coach. He's none other than Mark Radford, who's the current coach of Burnie in the NWBU, but he's coached at a much higher level than that before. And he joins me now. First of all, congratulations, Mark, on the appointment. You must be over the moon.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy. Privileged position, and it's great that I get the opportunity to do that in the NBL again here in Tasmania. Like, just a fantastic opportunity, and can't wait to get started.
Well, for people who don't follow basketball as closely as I do, you have coached in the NBL at NBL level before, and obviously you understand a lot about how the league runs and how it, I guess you're probably more excited than the rest of us about the Jack Jumpers coming on board.
Yeah, most definitely. I know that, well, one of the sort of sayings that we've had just between the basketball development officers is when the show comes to town, you know, it certainly changes the basketball landscape, and they've done that already through the development of the deck and the employment that the NBL programs bring with front office staff and managers and assistant coaches and head coaches and players, and like, it's a big business, and I think we'll, down the track, people will realise the impact it'll have across the whole state on our junior basketball landscape, as well as, you know, just an unbelievable entertainment industry for people that, you know, love their sport.
As I mentioned, you've coached NBL with the Perth Wildcats and the Adelaide 36ers. You've also coached at a high international level, assistant coaching the under-19 Australian team as well. And I know that junior development is important to you because that's the role you're in at the moment. And I guess the thing about the Jack Jumpers and NBL coming to Tasmania is that that part of it won't be lost to you because, as you said, it's going to create a great pathway for hopeful Tasmanian basketballers.
Yeah, definitely. I think my last 8 years, and 8 years is a long time of being out of, you know, the professional level, even though you've been around it a little bit and you watch it, it's not quite the same as being in it. But it doesn't matter what level that you go to coach at, there's going to be a form of development and player development. So I think I'll be well positioned to jump into that space. And I think going back into a full-time team environment, there'll be some things that I'll have to learn and to upskill on, and I'm really looking forward to that, you know, environment where you're back learning and you're challenged every day, and you learn as much from the players as what they may learn from you, especially guys that are experienced and been, you know, played all around the world, and, you know, you can learn a lot off the players, and I think that's the fun thing that I'm looking forward to.
This involve a move to Hobart for you, will it, Mark?
Yes, certainly will. I'll be moving mid-July, moving down. Burnie will always be home. We have my wife and I have a house here in Burnie, and I think that'll always be home. And just for now, go and live in Hobart, and we'll get after it.
Only the one player recruited at this stage, Sia Deans, of course, who's playing with the Northwest Thunder, so there's a coastal connection there as well. And I spoke to Simon Brookhouse, the CEO, during the week at the Spirit of Tasmania announcement, and he was saying that it's very early days with players, and because a lot of them are involved in contracts at the moment with NBL and other competitions that haven't quite finished. How much involvement will you have in the recruitment of players as the assistant coach?
I think well, there's definitely parts of it because it's already started, just gathering intel on whether it be players overseas, whether it be in terms of Australians, or whether it be US imports that we'll have to bring in. Next season, the league's going back to 3 imports. So there's gathering of intel going on all the time, and that starts pretty early in the process. I know Scott's got to put a full team together as the head coach, and I've already had emails coming back to me saying, can you just get some info on this guy and let's follow up on some stuff, and you work together closely with that. So, but Scott Roth as the head coach, extensive international experience, NBA experience, got a lot of connections from that standpoint, and not that long ago since he was in the NBA. So there's going to be players there that he has good connections with that that will be looking to play overseas, and I'm sure he's digging in on that already.
Do you have one or two in mind that you've been thinking, have you thought about so-and-so?
Oh, yeah, we always got our wish list, and you know, it starts extensive at this time of the year, but as it is with the NBL still on, you can't do anything until free agency starts, which is not till in July. I'm actually not sure the exact date, but starts in July. And so you've just got to wait for that to unfold and, you know, starting fresh and looking for, you know, potentially eight Australian players plus your three imports. And depending on what happens with the next Stars program, from our standpoint, then, you know, it's a lot of players to fill. So you have a long list and you start narrowing it down, and once you tick one or two off, that'll send you in a different direction with just in terms of your team makeup.
Mark, when the announcement was made on Thursday, Mark, I rang you and congratulated you, and I'd imagine in the last couple of days you've had lots of those sorts of phone calls and messages and emails.
It's actually been quite overwhelming. You know, you've been in one spot for 8 years, and we've really worked hard with our junior programs in the state. We've been very lucky with, had great network coaches to support me in the role, and the basketball development officers in this state have turned over a little bit because we've had a few of them that have gone on to higher positions in other states and at the Centre of Excellence in Canberra. So you don't really know, you're just in the day-to-day workings, but over the last 24 hours, like, I've had some really nice messages and phone calls from people that from all over Australia and some from the US, and I feel really honoured that this role in Basketball Tasmania actually enabled me to reach out to people all around the world through development, and it's a great position and one that I love, and I'm sad to go. Like, it's a super job. It's time for me to take a different path, and whoever comes into this role is going to have the opportunity and exposure to different development opportunities all over the world.
Well, certainly have big shoes to fill too, I reckon, Mark. Congratulations once again on the appointment. I know you'll do a fantastic job. Thanks for your time this morning.
Great. Thanks, Martin. Thanks for your support.